And welcome, everybody, to episode 8 of the Joe Beningo Ode to Pain podcast. And there is a lot of pain today after that absolutely deplorable, despicable, disgraceful, disgusting performance by the New York Jets in Foxborough yesterday. The Joe Beningo Ode to Pain podcast brought to you by Natural Body. You know the deal with Natural Body, Steve Calabrese and company. Enter your coupon code JOEB for 10% off your entire order at naturalbodyinc.com. Also brought to you by Anita Tires in Rivervale, New Jersey. Go over there, get all your tire and car service needs. See Ari, see my son Johnny. They'll take care of you. And, of course, also by the Hackensack Brewing Company. Mike Jones and company there, located 10 minutes off the George Washington Bridge. And less than 30 seconds off Route 4 on Hackensack's Fairmont neighborhood. All right, where do we start with this? I'm going to start with this because I am so disgusted today as a Jet fan. And how could you not be after that? You heard all the adjectives I started with about what we saw yesterday. There is no excuse for what we saw yesterday. There really isn't. You know, when the Jets hired Robert Saleh in the offseason, I was pumped up. I was excited. I always liked Saleh. You know, the energy he showed on the sideline in San Francisco as a defensive coordinator. I said, man, if there's one assistant out there that I really want to see as head coach of my team, it's Robert Saleh. And I was doing a dance when they hired him. Remember, initially he left, and I thought, oh, here we go again. They're not going to get this guy. And then they wound up hiring him anyway, and I was so happy about that. But boy, oh boy, through the first six games of this year, it looks like I'm wrong, and we're all wrong about Saleh, because this team was not ready to play football yesterday. How do you have 2 weeks to prepare for the New England Patriots? 2 damn weeks, and your team's not ready to play football yesterday? What the hell was that? That was disgusting. Now, I mean, what else can you say? This game was over with 11 minutes to go in the first quarter. You knew they were dead. First of all, how about Saleh taking the football to start this game? Your offense hasn't scored a point. Think about this. The New York Jets have not scored in six games a point in the first quarter. What? I think they've been outscored 44-0. Not a damn point in the first quarter. 0-0-0. Not to mention, while we're talking about zeros, they have not had an interception through their first six games. Zero. None. The only team in the league that can say we haven't scored a point in the first quarter. The only team in the league that can say we haven't had an interception all year. Unbelievable. And this defense yesterday, I mean, like I said, this game was over with 11 minutes to go. By 1:30 in the afternoon, you could have been out doing something. I should have been playing golf yesterday instead of watching that garbage that I watched yesterday. And I can't think of a lower moment in my life as a Jet fan. And I say that because for all the brutal coaching that we've seen from Todd Bowles, Adam Gase, you know, whatever bad coach you want to tell me, going back to Richie Kotite, and oh, by the way, the last time the Jets gave up 50 points in a game was back in Richie Kotite's first game as head coach, 1995, when they lost 52-14 to the Miami Dolphins, opening weekend. That's the last time the Jets gave up 50 points in a game. Richie Kotite, that is not a good thing for Robert Saleh and his coaching staff. Because right now, Robert Saleh and his coaching staff look like they are way over their heads. Look like they are not ready to coach in the NFL. And I'm hearing, I'm reading things. I mean, everybody's getting on Mike LaFleur, and he's been terrible as an offensive coordinator. You know, you want to start fast? So we want to start fast in the game yesterday. So let's run Michael Carter up the middle on the first two plays and then watch Zach Wilson. And oh, by the way, the injury to Zach Wilson, we'll get to that too. But then watch Zach Wilson get sacked on a third down play. Three and out, boom, boom, boom. You're already down 7-0, and then the Patriots get the ball back and walk right down the field again to score a touchdown and make it 14-0. But what the hell was Saleh and his coaching staff doing for 2 weeks? Can you tell me? Would they fly to Hawaii for a vacation? Was this team getting prepared to play Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots? I mean, are you serious? I mean, you got to be kidding me. That was as despicable and deplorable a performance by a coaching staff. And I'm going right to the coach. Forget even the players here because they weren't ready to play. But this is all on this coaching staff, starting with Robert Saleh, who looks like he's overmatched completely in the NFL as a head coach. I've said this going back to week two. He looks like he's too nice of a guy. He's too nice. Yeah, he swore in the press conference after the game. How could you not? After watching that crap for 60 minutes, after watching his head get beat in by Belichick, who's laughing at him. How about this? I mean, how about this? Well, if this doesn't get you ticked off as a Jet fan or as the Jet coaches or Woody Johnson, let's go there and write to him. That Richard Seymour, who gets inducted yesterday into the Patriot Hall of Fame, says at halftime that when Belichick called him to say, we're putting you in the Hall of Fame, what game do you want to get inducted into the Hall of Fame in? At what game? He says, oh, let me do it at the homecoming game against the Jets. The homecoming game against the Jets. What? Are you serious? I mean, how much of a slap in the face is that? And deservedly, and let's be honest, the Jets deserve it. But what I saw yesterday was worse than anything I saw under Adam Gase, which is really saying something. Something worse than anything I saw under Todd Bowles. I mean, this maybe not as bad as Coltite, but it's right there with Coltite. This is what this coaching staff is right now. Richie freaking Coltite. I don't know what to say. I am so disgusted today. But the thing that bothers me the most, all right, it's not even the injury to the quarterback. And hopefully it's not as bad as it looked. Hopefully we'll find out today at some point with the MRI that hopefully it's not a season-ending injury, because this quarterback, even though they're 1-5 and he's had his problems, he's got some talent, this kid. It looks like you might have something with him. But do you have any confidence with that this is the right coaching staff to get this kid to where he needs to go? Do you have any confidence? Is there anything that you have seen so far in 6 games from Robert Saleh, Mike LaFleur, Jeff Ulbrich, all the way down the line that gives you any confidence that this is the right coaching staff to lead this franchise where the hell we want to go? Tell me. None. I have none. I'm beside myself here. We're on our way here to another 1-2-3 win season, and we got an extra loss this year because it's 17 games. They got the Bengals coming in next week who, like, are hotter than anybody. Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase just chewing up the Ravens yesterday. They are rolling. Then the Colts after that on a Thursday night, 4 days later in Indy, and they look red hot now. They've won 3 of their last 4 and really should be 4 in a row because they blew that game to Baltimore when they had a big lead late in that game a couple weeks ago. I'm sick to my stomach today. I really am. And I don't want to hear about the injury to C.J. Mosley. Oh, Mosley's out. They're not the same team. I mean, is C.J. Mosley, is he worth 35 points? 40 points? Really? I mean, that defense, yeah, you can talk about the offense all you want. Yeah, they were terrible. They haven't scored a point in the first quarter. We could go on and on and on. The play calling is brutal. We could talk about it all we want. But this defense, which was supposed to be pretty damn good, remember the same defense that last week when they were, or 2 weeks ago, when they were only down 3 late in the game with 7 minutes to go against Atlanta, let the Falcons walk right down the field on a 75-yard touchdown drive to basically put the game away. That defense, well, they were horrible yesterday. Horrible. The Patriots did anything they wanted to do. First play of the game, they give the ball to Harris. He runs up the middle for 12 yards, right up the middle, like untouched for 12 yards. And oh, by the way, Quinnen Williams, he throws in a 5-yard penalty on top of that. Let's throw 5 more yards on it. And the Patriots never look back after that. 5 plays, they're in the end zone with 11:50 to go in the first quarter. You know the game was over. You know they were dead. You know there was no freaking way that they had a shot in this football game. The Patriots ran the ball down their throat. They ran the ball up the middle like there was nobody there. And again, maybe that goes back to Mosley still, like there was nobody there. How many passes out of the backfield did we see the Patriots hit? How many? You think maybe the Jets might cover that occasionally? And this has been a problem all year. That play out of the backfield, that little swing pass, I think Mac Jones completed 5 passes. How about this? Mac Jones completed 5 passes behind the line of scrimmage, went for 98 yards. Think about that. 5 passes behind the line of scrimmage, went for almost 100 yards. Really? They killed the Jets all day. Every big third down they had to make, every one. Guys are wide open, running. 3rd and 10. Oh, here's Jacoby Myers wide open for 15 yards. 3rd and 10. Oh, here's Mac Jones running, getting away from the pressure, walking for 13 yards in a first down because there's nobody on the right side of the field, nobody on the defense. Since they paid John Franklin Myers, think about this. They paid John Franklin Myers. They gave him this big contract, okay, right before the Atlanta game. Since then, he has been MIA. I don't think he's made a tackle. Really. Has John Franklin Myers, since he got paid, has he made a tackle in 2 games now? Has he been on the field? I haven't seen it. I think they got him for 1 tackle yesterday. 1. Where was that? What was the score when he made a tackle? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. This team that had 6 sacks against Tennessee, and how the hell did they beat Tennessee? The Titans right now, who in back-to-back weeks beat up the Bills and then the Chiefs, okay? How in the world did they beat the Tennessee Titans? Tell me that. I mean, you know, Tennessee figured out we'll throw them a bone. 6 sacks in that game against Tennessee. They had 1 yesterday, big deal, when the game was, I think it was 43-30, whatever the score was, 47-13 when they finally sacked Mac Jones. Oh joy. I am livid today. I am freaking livid. And the injury to the quarterback, okay, right before he gets that hit by Judon that puts him out of the game, right before that, He's rolling out to the right, and he gets hit on his knee. I forget who hits him. Right in front of the Jet bench, hits on his knee. Where's the roughing the passer call? Guy gets hit on the knee. You can't hit a quarterback low. Nah, that's okay. It's the Jet quarterback. We don't have to throw the flag. You think if Jones got hit like that, they're not throwing the flag in Foxborough? What, are you kidding me? Give me a break. And then 2 plays later, he gets hurt. Unbelievable. And I'm telling you, this quarterback, I think he's got something. But with this coaching staff, do you have any confidence with this coaching staff that this kid's going to reach the potential that he has? Because I don't. I sure as hell don't. Isn't it amazing that once Mike White came in the game, and he actually, he looked okay until he threw that terrible pass over the middle where he missed Griffin, threw it over his head by 10 feet, and Duggar makes this unbelievable, like he's, you know, Ronnie Lott type interception. He didn't look brutal. In fact, I think he's probably the first Jet quarterback ever to throw his first pass of his career as a touchdown pass. It went to Corey Davis, who made a nice play, big deal as well. But, I mean, really? Wilson gets hurt. I mean, how come when he goes out of the game, now you're starting to see Mike White, they're throwing the ball to the running. I think Michael Carter caught like 8 passes. They're actually throwing the ball to the backside of the backfield. Why don't we see this with Zach? Why? No, it's unbelievable. It really is. And again, my biggest concern right now is that this coaching staff, Robert Saleh, looks over his head as a head coach. And that's only 6 games in. What is that? It's 6 games into the season. Really? He looks worse than Adam Gase. He looks worse than Todd Bowles. Oh, my God. Now, he's only done it for 6 games. He can get better, you know? Belichick didn't look like he was any kind of world beater his first tenure in Cleveland. Belichick didn't look great his first year with New England when they went 5-11. It can only get better, you would hope, for Saleh. We could hope. But I have no confidence right now in his coaching staff, nor should I. And how about some of the play calling, too? When it was still somewhat of a game, 24-7, I think they were on, what were they on, about the 30, 29-yard line of New England, right? They're down 24-7. All right, you know the game's over. But, okay, they're still somewhat in the game. 4th and 1, go for it. And I agree, go for it. I don't want to hear kick the field goal, make it a 2-score game. Give me a break, field goal. I mean, first of all, Amendola had already missed the 48-yard field goal. Field goals isn't winning this game. You got to score touchdowns. So, yeah, you definitely go for it. But how about a quarterback? Can I see a quarterback sneak there? Like fourth and a half a yard. Nah. Or something creative. Maybe you have white rollout. Something. Nah, not the Jets. No quarterback sneak. No creative rollout. Let's give the ball to Michael Carter up the middle. And, of course, he gets stuffed. Let's hand it to him 3 yards in the backfield, and he loses a yard. Take care of that drive. Then after they scored a touchdown and make it, what was it, 34-13? Was that the score? I don't know. I'm dizzy here. I'm lost. I think it was 34-13. When Elijah Moore actually has that nice reverse, he runs in for a touchdown. Nice of him to do something. He also later on dropped a 3rd-and-4 pass to hit him right in the hands because he's trying to run before he catches the ball, takes his eyes right off it. And boy, hasn't he been a disappointment so far with all the hype we heard about this guy in training camp. Oh, he's good. He's this. He's that. Oh, yeah. He's nothing is what he is. Okay? Nothing. He's a zero so far. Yeah, he had a nice touchdown running on a reverse. Big deal. But they go for the two-point conversion to try to make it a 16-point game. No doubt. Right call. That's the play. And what's the play call? Again, give it to Michael Carter. Run up the middle. He gets stopped. I mean, really? I mean, give me something. Give me a chance to get the two-point conversion. Give me something better than that. I am disgusted. If you're a Jet fan, how could you not be? How many more years of this garbage do we have to see? How many more lousy head coaches do we have to see? How many? And I know, again, I know it's only 6 games with Salah, but there is nothing that I have seen from this guy to make me think that this is the guy that's taken us to the promised land. Nothing. So far, he's worse than Gase. Think about that. So far, Adam Gase's teams never gave up 50 in a game, and they actually won 7 games his first year. How about that? 7 games? Are you serious? Is this team going to win another game? Where are they winning? Can they beat the Jaguars? Can they beat the Texans? Maybe they can beat Miami once? Really? What? I can't take another 2-win season. Can you? Really? And who knows? Let's pray that the quarterback's coming back at some point this year, because, you know, with the Jet luck, he's done for the year. The kid's done for the year. But let's pray that's not the case. We don't know yet. Let's pray that's not the case. It's only a couple weeks. But I am disgusted. I am sick and tired. And how about the fact they don't have a veteran backup? And like I said, White looked okay for a while. We'll see what he does against the Bengals this week. Don't think it's going to be too much. What's the line going to be in that game? About 40? How many points are the Jets going to be getting in that one? Is Mosley coming back? How about Quincy Williams? He went out of the game with the concussion protocol as well. How about that? Oh, my God. I don't know what to say. All my fellow Jet fans, my good buddy Tommy Keenan, Iron Staten Island, Kenny in Staten Island, all the great Jet fans, Joey and Clark, all of them out there. You got to be just pulling your hair out today. You really do. You really do. Where's Rex? I would beg to have Rex Ryan coaching his team again. Tell me about it. Tell me, what coach have we had over the last 20 years that was better than Rex Ryan? We had Parcells. Parcells is a Hall of Fame coach. Give me Rex Ryan back. And I still go back to that, the mistake of all time by Woody Johnson. I don't know how he sleeps at night, Woody. He's more worried about the Jets playing in London than about his team being a real football team. How many embarrassing losses to Belichick? By the way, that's 12 straight losses to the Patriots. What is it, 18 out of the last 20 they've lost to them? 18 of the last 20! And Belichick's laughing on the sidelines as they're putting up a 50-burger on him. Really. Throwing bombs late in the game with Brian Hoyer. Brian Hoyer, he's throwing bombs at the end of the game. You know, as they go, I'm surprised Bill didn't try to go for 60. I'm surprised he didn't try an onside kick after they scored their 54th point of the game. How does Woody Johnson sleep at night, keep putting this garbage out there? Who's going to be going to these games? Who wants to go see this crap on Sunday at MetLife? You want to go there for Halloween? Go there, put your bag on your head. because that's it. That's where you are now if you're a Jet fan. They're the worst team in the league. They're absolutely worst team in football right now. It's not even debatable. And the Lions still haven't won a game. But even them yesterday, if you watch that game against the Rams, they're trying to do things. Fake punts, onside kicks, fake field goals. Where is that with this friend? Where is that with the Jets? Where is it? What? Fake punt? What, are you kidding me? Fake field goal? Really? Onside kick? Nah. Not in this lifetime. Just continue to get whacked and whacked and whacked and whacked and whacked. Robert Saleh, just another in a long line of disastrous head coaches. That's what he looks like right now. An absolutely, completely deer in the headlights, over my head, what am I doing here, head coach? I beg to have Rex Ryan and Tannenbaum back running this team. Now, how about Joe Douglas with all these guys? Okay, maybe Zach looks like he got something. You know, but all, how about these guys you drafted? Elijah Moore? Really? Really? Maybe Vera Tucker looks okay, the offensive lineman. Where's Becton? Is he ever playing again? He's always hurt. Becton's there all the time. All the time. Unbelievable. I can't take it anymore. How much more can you take if you're a freaking Jet fan? When do we get somebody that knows what the hell he's doing running this freaking franchise? Let's take a break and let's give our sponsors a minute here. We want to thank Steve and Natural Body for all he's done for us. And you know the deal with Steve. He's a little upset because his Dolphins, another brutal loss yesterday to Atlanta. Thank God for the Dolphins, because the Jets, it's amazing. The Jets are not in last place because of the Dolphins losing six in a row. But let's be honest, the Dolphins are a much better team than the Jets are. Enter coupon code JOEB for 10% off your entire order at naturalbodyinc.com. And anyone that makes a purchase in any of the Natural Body stores in Ozone Park, Queens, Belmore, Long Island, Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, or Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn, they will get a free Natural Body t-shirt valued at $25 while supplies last. Again, check it out, naturalbodyinc.com. My friends at Anita Tires, Rivervale, New Jersey, go see Ari, my son Johnny. They'll take care of you. All your tire needs, if you live in Bergen County, New Jersey, all your needs for any service for your car, go see Ari, go see Johnny. They'll take care of you at Anita Tire. And my buddy Mike Jones of Hackensack Brewing Company, he's been great. Located 10 minutes, we mentioned, off the George Washington Bridge, less than 30 seconds off Route 4, Hackensack's Fairmont neighborhood. There's always 12 beers on tap, which you can enjoy in their outdoor beer garden or in their spacious tap room. Plenty of packaged goods to go as well. Remember, you can bring your own food to the brewery. You can order from one of their many excellent restaurants in the area, and not any of the excellent restaurants in the area, and they'll deliver right to your seat. Check out HackensackBrewing.com to place an order for pickup or home delivery. Tap room open 4:30 to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday, 2 to 10 p.m., 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. Saturday, 12 to 8 p.m. Sunday. Come through, raise a few up with us there. 78 Johnson Avenue in Hackensack, right behind the tombstones. Peace, love, and beer. All right, Joe Beningo and the Yoda Pain Podcast, and God knows we got pain today after this disgraceful, despicable, brutal, horrific performance by the New York Jets, who tried to pass themselves for a football team yesterday after what we saw. We'll go around the league a little bit here. We mentioned a couple of the games. We mentioned Tennessee just blowing out the Kansas City Chiefs 27-3. Derrick Henry threw a touchdown pass yesterday early in this game. Tannehill threw one, ran for one. This game was 27-0 at halftime. The Titans are 5-2. How did they lose to the Jets? Somebody tell me. Kansas City right now at 3-4 on the season. Mahomes got hurt. He's in concussion protocol, but I guess he was cleared. Looks like he's going to play Monday night when the Giants go to KC. What has happened to the Chiefs? So right now are tied with Denver at 3-4 for last place in the AFC West. So Tennessee continues to play terrific football, 5-2 on the year after that 27-3 win yesterday. Giants won yesterday 25-3 over the Carolina Panthers. Daniel Jones did everything in this game. He threw the ball. He ran the ball. He caught a big pass for 13 yards. Giant defense was terrific. Got an early safety when they forced Sam Darnold into a intentional grounding call out of the end zone, courtesy of Leonard Williams and company. How about the fact that Darnold was benched in this game at MetLife, no less. And how about this, too? You know, the bloom has come off the rose for Sam Darnold. They started out the year 3-0 Carolina. Everybody's getting delirious. Oh, the Jets shouldn't have let Darnold go. Oh, he's Brady. He's Unitas. They're 3-0, but two of the wins were against the Jets and Houston, probably the two worst teams in the league right now. I know they beat the Saints as well. Now they've lost 4 in a row. And the other thing, too, is how about Matt Rhule? All I hear is what a great coach Matt Rhule is. Oh, really? Uh-huh. What were they, 6-10 last year? Something like that. And now they're 3-4. They lost their last four games. And who knows about their quarterback? And now I'm hearing rumors that they might be interested in bringing Deshaun Watson into Carolina. Really? Matt Rhule. He's another Hall of Fame coach already that he's been anointed and he's done nothing so far in the NFL. Although I will say this, he certainly looks a hell of a lot better than Robert Saleh. I will say that. So the Giants go to 2-5 and the Panthers fall to 3-4 on the season. We move on with the other. We mentioned a little bit about the Dolphins losing 30-28 to the Falcons. Falcons have won a couple games in a row. How good does this kid Kyle Pitts look? This rookie tight end, oh my God, he had another huge game yesterday where he catched 7 passes for about 160 yards, including the big pass that eventually set up the game-winning field goal by Koo. So Atlanta's now 3-3 on the year, and Miami at 1-6, despite a terrific game by Tua Tagovailoa, who threw 4 touchdown passes in the game yesterday, but not enough. Miami now 1-6. This is a team that won 10 games last year. What the hell has happened to Brian Flores and the Dolphins? Oh, my God. Packers yesterday won again. They've won 6 in a row, 24-10. 3 TD passes by Aaron Rodgers yesterday. They beat the WFT. I don't know how many times the WFT had the football in the red zone and could only score 1 touchdown in this game. Green Bay, after that opening weekend beatdown at the hands of New Orleans, they've been unbelievable. They've won 6 straight games now, 6-1. They're easily going to win the NFC North. Maybe Minnesota might give them a run. I don't know. Probably not. Minnesota sitting at 3-3. But a terrific game coming up Thursday night. The 6-1 Packers in Arizona to play the undefeated 7-0 Cardinals. How about them? They blew out Houston yesterday. Another big game for Kyler Murray. I'll tell you right now, the Cardinals certainly look for real. First time since 1974, the days of Jim Hart, Dan Dierdorf, Conrad Dobler, those guys, you know, Terry Metcalf, or Eric, I guess it's Terry. Yeah, father was Terry Metcalf. That group, that's the last time. Don Coryell was the coach, 1974, when they were in St. Louis, the last time that the Cardinals started 7-0, and they looked like the best team in the league. What a game on Thursday night against Green Bay coming up. The Raiders now 2-0 since John Gruden's out, and there's got to be a lot more to that story with John Gruden. Why did that stuff get leaked when it did? You get the feeling that the Raiders couldn't wait to get Gruden out and were looking for a way to not have to pay him the rest of his contract, but they have been terrific. They've won 2 straight, beat the Eagles 33-22. Another terrific game yesterday for Derek Carr and company. The Raiders now right now 5-2, sitting on top of the AFC West. The Bucs won again. Tom Brady, 600-plus touchdown passes in his career now, beat up the Bears 38-3. Tampa looks tremendous, no question about that. They are rolling. We mentioned the Colts beat the Niners in the rainstorm in San Francisco, 30-18. All of a sudden, the Colts, who started out terribly, have now won 3 of their last 4, really should have been 4 in a row. And I'll tell you, Frank Reich, this team always gets off to a slow start, and then they really start to roll after that. So that's where we are. Just a brutal performance by the Jets yesterday. You know, I'm running out of time here. I could go on and on and on, but just despicable. You got to be sick to your stomach if you're a Jet fan right now. Want to thank everybody. Want to thank my wife, my daughter Erin, for getting me off the ground with all of this. All my sponsors, Natural Body, Anita Tire, Hackensack Brewing Company. Want to thank all of them. And all us Jet fans out there, man, you got to really feel bad. And by the way, thank you. I want to thank Andrew Catalan for the little pop, as he said, oh, the pain, as when Michael Carter fumbled yesterday, as he said, one Jet fan. I don't know if he said great, whatever he said, but thanks for the reference to Oh, the Pain by Andrew Catalan. I know he's a Jet fan, too, and you could tell as he was calling this game, the pain in his voice. Everybody, have a great week. Enjoy the Monday night game with the Saints and the Seahawks, and we'll talk to you next week after the disgusting, I'm sure, loss to Cincinnati. Enjoy it, everybody. all the love.